I'm Steve Douglas, and today on the Lighthouse Report, our guest is Andy Mineo.
I don't have to use every single opportunity to make sure that the gospel is shared with you, because I know, like, I plan on crockpot evangelism. I'm going to be here a long time, not microwave.
As a musician, he has found that his faith is caught more than taught.
You know, opportunities come up all the time. Whether I get on the subway and I'm riding around and someone, you know, comments on my hat or something. Hey, I really like your hat. Where'd you get it? Oh, I got it from this guy. Or, you know, this person made it. You're into fashion. Oh, cool. Blah, blah, blah. I do music. This is the guy who does my fashion, my art. And, you know, just things pick up that way.
Andy has found that most people are open and want to talk.
Two nights ago, I was out till, you know, 2 a.m. talking with guys on my stoop, the drug dealers on my block. And in the middle, we're talking about Jesus, you know, talking about everything else first, sports, you know, women, X, Y, Z. And then finally, I saw the opportunity, you know, to talk about Jesus. And, it, you know, it just opens up. As long as you're willing to be there first, just to be there, to hear them, to be their friend, to talk with them. I think so often we want to jump right to the Jesus conversation that they can't even hear the Jesus conversation because they're like, I don't know you. And I'm not saying to know someone is a prerequisite always to share the gospel, but it helps when you think long term. And I'm thinking long term as in I live here. I'm going to be here because I planted a church here. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to use every single opportunity to make sure that the gospel is shared with you, because I know, like, I plan on crockpot evangelism. I'm going to be here a long time, not microwave.
Crockpot evangelism. Remember, building a relationship with others takes time. That's how God can use you to make a difference.